At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Imagine someone lost in a dark cave, feeling hopeless and alone, desperately searching for a way out. Just when all seems lost, a glimmer of light appears, guiding them towards the exit. That glimmer of light is prayer, illuminating the path to God's presence and grace. Today, I want to share with you the transformative power of prayer and how praying to God first can radically change your life. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. In Jeremiah 33, verse 3, the Lord declares, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not." This verse reminds us that when we seek God first through prayer, He will reveal His wonders and guide us through life's challenges. Now let us explore the power of prioritizing prayer. When we make prayer our first response, rather than our last resort, we open the door to God's intervention in our lives. Just as Elijah prayed fervently and saw the heavens open with rain after a long drought, as recorded in 1 Kings 18, verses 41 to 46, we too can experience the miraculous when we prioritize prayer. Prayer is not just a religious ritual or a matter of reciting memorized words. It is a deeply personal conversation with our loving Father. It is a time to pour out our hearts, confess our struggles, and seek His wisdom and guidance. When we approach God with sincerity and faith, He hears us and responds with love and compassion. In the Gospel of Matthew 6, verse 6, Jesus teaches us, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." This passage highlights the importance of setting aside dedicated time for prayer, free from distractions and focused solely on our relationship with God. Making prayer a priority requires discipline and intentionality. It means carving out time in our busy schedules to commune with our Creator, even when it feels inconvenient or challenging. But as we consistently seek God's presence, we begin to experience the peace, joy, and strength that only He can provide. Remember the story of Daniel, who faced persecution for his faith, yet remained steadfast in prayer. As we read in Daniel 6, verse 10, "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day, and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days." Daniel's unwavering commitment to prayer, even in the face of adversity, serves as an inspiring example for us to follow. When we prioritize prayer, we align our hearts with God's will and open ourselves to His transformative work in our lives. We find strength to overcome temptation, wisdom to navigate difficult decisions, and comfort in times of sorrow. Prayer becomes the foundation upon which we build our lives, anchoring us in the truth of God's word and the assurance of his love. As we consistently seek God first through prayer, we begin to see his hand at work in every aspect of our lives. We experience a deeper sense of purpose, a clearer understanding of his plan, and a greater capacity to love and serve others. Prioritizing prayer is not always easy, but it is always worth it, for it is the key to unlocking the fullness of God's blessings in our lives. The Apostle Paul understood the significance of prayer in the life of a believer. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 18, he exhorts us, "Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing."
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Paul's words remind us that prayer should be a constant and integral part of our daily lives, not just a sporadic or occasional practice. When we cultivate a lifestyle of prayer, we develop a deeper intimacy with God. We learn to recognize his voice, discern his will, and trust in his guidance. Prayer becomes a sacred space where we can be vulnerable, honest, and authentic with our Creator, knowing that he accepts us unconditionally and desires to transform us from the inside out. Prioritizing prayer empowers us to face life's challenges with faith and resilience. When we encounter trials, temptations, or obstacles, we can turn to God in prayer, seeking his strength, wisdom, and deliverance. As we read in Psalm 34, verse 17, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles." By making prayer our first response, we tap into the supernatural power of God, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. So, my dear friends, I urge you to make prayer a non-negotiable priority in your life. Set aside dedicated time each day to commune with your Heavenly Father, whether it be in the early morning hours, during your lunch break, or before you retire for the night. Create a sacred space in your home, or find a quiet place in nature where you can be alone with God, free from distractions and interruptions. As you prioritize prayer, expect to see God move in mighty ways. Expect to experience breakthroughs, healing, restoration, and provision. Expect to grow in your faith, your character, and your intimacy with your Creator. Remember, prayer is not just a means to an end. It is a way of life, a sacred communion with the one who loves you unconditionally and desires to transform you from glory to glory. So, let us commit to making prayer our first response, our daily habit, and our constant companion. Let us seek God's face with all our hearts, trusting that he will guide us, strengthen us, and work all things together for our good and his glory. Now, let us consider the blessings of a deep connection with God. When we prioritize prayer and cultivate a deep connection with our Heavenly Father, we open the floodgates to a myriad of blessings in our lives. Just as a tree, planted by the rivers of water, brings forth fruit in its season, as described in Psalm 1 verse 3, so too will our lives bear the fruit of the Spirit when we abide in God's presence through prayer. One of the most significant blessings of a deep connection with God is the peace that surpasses all understanding. When we bring our worries, fears, and anxieties to God in prayer, He exchanges them for His perfect peace, guarding our hearts and minds against the challenges of this world. Another blessing of a deep connection with God is the wisdom and guidance He provides. As we read in James 1 verse 5, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." When we seek God's wisdom through prayer, He generously imparts His divine insight, enabling us to make decisions that align with His will and lead us down the path of righteousness. Also, a deep connection with God through prayer unleashes His supernatural power in our lives. As we see in the story of Joshua and the Battle of Jericho in Joshua 6, when God's people followed His instructions and marched around the city in prayer and obedience, the walls came tumbling down. Similarly, when we pray in faith, trusting in God's power and authority, we witness the impossible become possible. Prayer also facilitates a transformative work in our character, molding us into the image of Christ. As we spend time in God's presence, His Spirit convicts us of sin, purifies our hearts, and renews our minds. The more we pray, the more we become like Jesus, reflecting His love, compassion, and righteousness to a world in need. Furthermore, a deep connection with God through prayer strengthens our faith and trust in Him. When we witness God answering our prayers, providing for our needs, and guiding our steps, our faith grows stronger, and our confidence in His goodness and faithfulness deepens. As we read in Hebrews 11 verse 6, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." Prayer is an act of faith, a declaration of our trust in God's ability to move mountains and part the seas on our behalf. Another blessing of a deep connection with God is the comfort and healing He provides in times of sorrow and pain. When we pour out our hearts to Him in prayer, He collects our tears in a bottle and binds up our wounds, as Psalm 56 verse 8 and Psalm 147 verse 3 assure us. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. When we run to Him in prayer, He shelters us under His wings and carries us through the storms of life. My friends, a deep connection with God through prayer fosters a spirit of gratitude and praise. As we recognize God's goodness, mercy, and grace in our lives, our hearts overflow with thanksgiving and adoration. Prayer becomes a sacred space where we magnify the Lord, exalt His holy name, and declare His wondrous works in our lives. So, my friends, I encourage you to dive deep into the well of prayer, seeking a profound connection with your Heavenly Father. Remember, God is always ready and willing to meet with you, to listen to your heart's cry, and to shower you with His boundless love and grace. And let us now turn our attention to the miracles that unfold when we trust in God's plan. My dear friends, When we trust in God's divine plan and seek His will through fervent prayer, we open the door to a world of miracles and wonders. Just as Jesus turned water into wine at the wedding in Cana, as recorded in John 2, verses 1 to 11, God is able to transform the ordinary into the extraordinary when we place our faith in Him and align our prayers with His purposes. Another miracle that unfolds when we trust in God's plan is the healing of bodies, minds, and hearts. Throughout the Gospels, we see Jesus healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, and setting the captives free. As we pray for healing, believing in God's power to restore and make whole, we witness the miraculous in our own lives and the lives of others. In James 5, verses 14 to 15, we are instructed, "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up." When we approach God's throne of grace with confidence, trusting in His ability to heal and deliver, we become conduits of His miraculous touch. Also, when we trust in God's plan and seek His guidance through prayer, we witness the miracle of divine provision. Just as God provided manna for the Israelites in the wilderness, He is faithful to meet our every need according to His riches in glory. In Matthew 6, verses 25 to 34, Jesus assures us not to worry about our lives, what we will eat, drink, or wear, for our Heavenly Father knows that we need all these things. When we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things will be added unto us. As we pray in faith, trusting in God's provision and surrendering our needs to Him, we experience the miracle of His supernatural supply, often in ways we could never have imagined. Another miracle that unfolds when we trust in God's plan is the restoration of broken relationships. As we pray for reconciliation, forgiveness, and unity, God's love and grace have the power to mend the most shattered bonds. In the parable of the prodigal son, found in Luke 15, verses 11 to 32, we see the father's unconditional love and forgiveness toward his wayward child. When we pray for the restoration of relationships, trusting in God's ability to soften hearts and bring healing, we witness the miracle of His redeeming love, which can bridge any divide and restore what was once lost. Furthermore, when we trust in God's plan and seek His wisdom through prayer, we experience the miracle of divine guidance and direction. When we surrender our plans and desires to God, seeking His will above our own, He miraculously opens doors, closes others, and leads us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Through prayer, we gain clarity, discernment, and the courage to follow God's leading, even when it may seem against the norm or seem challenging. My friends, when we trust in God's plan and pray in accordance with His will, we witness the miracle of His perfect timing. God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. What may seem like a delay or a detour to us is often God's way of preparing us, refining us, and orchestrating events for His glory and our ultimate good. As we pray in faith, trusting in God's sovereignty and submitting to His timeline, we experience the miracle of His perfect timing, which brings all things together for our benefit and His praise. So, my friends, Remember, prayer is the key that unlocks the storehouse of God's blessings and the catalyst for the miraculous in our lives. It is the secret weapon that unlocks the very heart of God and unleashes His supernatural power in our lives. When you make prayer your first response, your deepest desire, and your constant companion, you embark on a journey of unimaginable transformation and blessing. You will experience a peace that surpasses understanding, a love that knows no bounds, and a purpose that sets your soul on fire. So I challenge you today to make prayer the foundation of your life, the rock upon which you stand, and the compass that guides your every step. As you do, get ready to be amazed by the miracles, the breakthroughs, and the divine encounters that await you. For when you pray to God first and trust in His perfect plan, there is no limit to what He can do. Remember, with God, all things are possible. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Sovereign Lord, He who was and is to come, You are the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the Alpha and Omega, the King of kings and Lord of lords. I come before You with a heart full of praise, thanksgiving, and adoration. Your love knows no bounds, Your grace is unending, and Your mercy endures forever. You are the God who moves mountains, parts the seas, and speaks life into existence. Your power is limitless, Your wisdom immeasurable, and Your presence all-consuming. I bow before You in humble reverence, acknowledging Your sovereignty over every aspect of my life. Lord, I come before You with a heart overflowing with gratitude for the countless blessings You have bestowed upon me and my loved ones. I thank You for the gift of salvation purchased by the precious blood of Jesus. Merciful Lord, I ask for Your forgiveness for the times I have strayed from Your path, and for the moments I have allowed sin to take hold in my life. I repent of my transgressions and ask for Your cleansing touch to wash me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. As I have been forgiven, I also forgive those who have wronged me, releasing them into Your loving hands. Father, I pray that You would ignite a passion for prayer within my heart, a hunger to seek Your face above all else. I choose to prioritize my relationship with You, setting aside dedicated time each day to commune with You. Give me the discipline to persevere in prayer, even when it feels challenging or inconvenient. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every distraction, every hindrance, and every attack of the enemy that seeks to keep me from a life of fervent prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of reluctancy in prayer, distracting thoughts, complacency, and spiritual laziness. I declare that no weapon formed against me or my prayer life shall prosper, for greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Father, I pray that as I cultivate a deep connection with You through prayer, I will experience the fullness of Your blessings in my life. Let Your peace, that surpasses all understanding, guard my heart and mind. Let your wisdom guide my every decision and give me strength to overcome every challenge. I declare that as I abide in your presence, I will bear much fruit, reflecting your love, joy, and righteousness to the world around me. Lord, I trust in your divine plan for my life, knowing that your ways are higher than my ways, and your thoughts higher than my thoughts. I surrender my desires, my dreams, and my future into your loving hands, believing that you have a purpose and a plan for me that surpasses my greatest expectations. I declare that as I align my prayers with your will, I will see the impossible become possible. Mountains will be moved and chains will be broken. Father, I pray for your protection and blessing over my loved ones. I ask that you would surround us with your favor as with a shield, guarding our hearts and minds against the attacks of the enemy. Deliver us from all evil and lead us away from temptation. I declare that no evil shall befall us and no plague shall come near our dwelling, for you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. Help us to experience the transformative power of prayer, walking in the fullness of your purpose for our lives. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come into agreement, united in faith, believing that as we pray for one another, your Spirit moves mightily on our behalf. We declare victory over every challenge, healing for every sickness, provision for every need, and breakthrough in every area of our lives. Lord, we pray for the miracle of salvation, for the lost, restoration for the broken, and direction for the wandering. Thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit, our comforter and guide, who leads us into all truth and empowers us to live a life that is pleasing to you. Father, we praise you for who you are. We thank you for what you have done, and we trust and thank you for what you will do. We declare that no matter what we face, we will choose to put you first, to seek your face, and to trust in your unfailing love. Let your kingdom come on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.